sorry I'm late. I just got delayed at drop off at school.
And I just read, because I've done amazing research on you, that you live half the year in Italy. Did you drop off a kid in Italy or a kid in Melbourne?
Well, we've been living in Italy for the last 15 years and we've just moved back to Australia.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. I think everybody wants to do some time in another country.
Yeah, it's the dream, isn't it?
And what made you do 15 years in Italy?
When I originally moved there, was sort of at the height of all of the jet stuff. You know, like between just after Get Born, really. It began as a sort of a holiday, because we're spending so much time overseas and particularly in Europe. And, you know, when you get like a week off, you eat up that whole time off just traveling back to Australia.
Yeah, of course.
And is your wife Australian?
She is, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, and where in Italy were you living?
I started at the risk of sounding pretentious, Lake Como.
At George and Amal's house?
Yeah, and then spent the last 10 years in Milan, where both of our kids were born.
Oh, beautiful stuff.
Milan's a big city too, very busy there, right?
Well, actually, to be honest, you know, because obviously it's a very old city, and I went there, you know, you go there with the assumption that it is big, and it is big, but I think Melbourne feels bigger than Milan.
And are you enjoying being back in Australia?
I am, actually. I just dropped off my daughter at school and I'm walking back home now, back down the same street where I used to live 15 years ago. So it's very familiar, but somehow foreign now at the same time.
Yeah. And you've been living in Milan all that time. Do you slick your hair back and wear purple still?
In the shower.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, fair enough. All right. So, Jet, you're back on the road.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's the 20-year anniversary of the release of Get Born, which is, you know, as horrifying as it is exciting.
It's all right, mate. We were there. We were there. It's okay.
Can I tell you something funny, which you probably didn't even know happened, but 20 years ago when Mark and I were on the radio, because that's how long we've been on the air together.
Yeah, we're celebrating 20 years this year.
There was a particular day our radio station, all the computers broke. There was nothing that could be done other than play one song or keep the mics open and keep talking. And our colleagues played your song. Which one? The biggest hit at the time.
Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Over and over and over for their whole shift. I don't know if anyone ever told you that, but they played it like 40 times in a day.
That's a lot.
And their royalties sent you to Milan.
That's right.
You asked, you guys going to send me an invoice and now you want me to cut you in?
Yeah, that's right. Well, my son was about 10 at the time and it was the only time he ever enjoyed our radio station. So,
I mean, that album absolutely, I mean, it changed our lives, all of our lives, you know, and very quickly too. I mean, all of those songs on the first album were written during, I was sort of 18, 19 years old when most of that stuff was written, which is, you know,
wild,
especially now looking back, like, I was, you know, I still think of myself as young, but then I'm not clearly because that's quite young.
It must have gone to your head. Is there something you would go back now and just tap yourself on the shoulder and go, hey, don't do that?
No, because like, I mean, yeah, we made a lot of mistakes. We had a lot of fun, but I would not change anything, because I think sometimes the only way to learn is by making mistakes. So,
That's
part
right.
of it.
I agree. It'd be sad. If you wanted to go back and change, it'd be sad because it's just, it was the roller coaster that you got yourself on.
Yeah. There was an enormous amount of pressure that came with that, but enormous amount of fun as well. And some, you know, incredible times that were shared by all of us that there's not really no one else I know of that understands what it was that we went through other than those three other guys, you know.
Hey, it's still a cracking song.
Yep, it's still fun to play.
Yeah. Do you like it when people scream it at you?
Of course. Yeah.
And how did your solo album go a little while back? Do you find that you prefer to be solo, prefer to be in a band, or just a little bit of both?
I think depending on the kind of person or you know you want to be, but I think it's important to keep growing and pushing yourself and having new challenges. So I think both is good, you know, because what I learned from the experience of being solo, I can now, put back into this, you know, the shared experience that I have with Jet and the other guys. And I think what I can contribute now is a lot richer for what I went through on my own.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's just great. Well, we've got you're on the way to the Sunshine Coast. We've got a great venue. You're going to love it. You're going to be performing at the station, and I think you're going to be stoked. It's an excellent regional venue.
I was just thinking, I go to Noosa quite often with my wife and kids, and we were talking about that venue with my wife's family who live up in Sunshine Coast, and they told me what a great place that was actually.
Oh, that's cool. Where do your mum and in-laws live?
Noosa.
Oh, your Mark's going to go through their bin now you've said that.
Yeah, I'm going through their bin. I'm going to invite myself around for dinner.
Nick said, come round.
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi and I apologise for inviting you.
Yeah. That's right, we will.
Hey, mate, we can't wait. So are you still into your rock and roll antics? You know, should we be... worried about, you know, hotel rooms being trashed and that kind of thing?
I just told you that my in-laws live up there. I'm not going to go into this.
That's right, exactly. He's not going to say the stuff he does on tour, Mark.
Next
time he comes to Noosa, his father-in-law's going to meet him with a shotgun.
They're probably listening, mate. They're probably listening.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been together with the missus for a while. They must know by now.
we have fun, but we, you know, it's a matured version.
Yeah, matured version of fun. Yes, yes. I believe I'm familiar with it.
Yes.
I think it's stupidity light is the term I'm giving it nowadays. We can't go stupid, but we can do stupid light. Hey, very exciting. You're back on the road. We're super happy to see this. The station, Saturday, May 25. Now, tickets are on sale now?
Yep.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
No worries.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Cheers,
bye.
Bye.